KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled, More Truth Every Single Unmarried Couple Should Know. Previously, I mentioned 5 unchangeable truths every single unmarried couple should know, and I will continue with 5 more unchangeable truths you need to know. 6. God has a reward system. You see, there is a reward system for the children of God. We are not wasting our time here. We would not lose for serving God. There are earthly rewards and there are heavenly eternal rewards as well. I don't know about you, but I want both. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 verse 6, King James Version. We are not just here like clueless losers, just wading through life serving a God that seems so far and disenfranchised from human frailty. Rather, we're serving a God that identifies with our infirmities and has out of the most incredible reward system in place for us, both on earth and in heaven. He gave us authority to subdue the earth and dominate it. And then He went to heaven ahead of us to prepare a place for us. Think about that. That is why I am not about to allow any form of distraction to tamper with my reward. 7. Nobody can kill you before your time. Listen to me. Let all the witches fly. Let all the wizards call on their gods. Let all the demons get angry and let hell unleash its fury. Nothing can kill a man that God has not killed. If they can kill you, they should have done that while you were in your mother's womb when you were powerless and couldn't speak in tongues. But you see, there is an invisible God, but real, that has got your back covered with thousands of His angels at your beck and call. Don't let the fear of death grip and make you unproductive. Life is a gift from God. Enjoy it. 8. There is a future of hope and prosperity. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11, King James Version. God's thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace and not of evil. Be rest assured in that promise that God does not mean evil for you. You need to know in your knower that your relationship or marriage will be surrounded with God's peace when you stay with Him. Here is the Message translation of the same verse. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Jeremiah 29:11. Have you discovered that many times it would usually look like God doesn't know what He is doing again in your life? I am sure you have been in a situation before where you look up and say something like, God, where are you? You need to understand this, that God is not confused about your life. He has everything planned out. He said, I know what I am doing. God does not intend abandoning you. He is committed until it is completed. Glory to God. 9. Giving will lead to prosperity. As a child of God, when you don't honor God with your tithe and giving to His work in some financial capacity or the other, you are depriving yourself in a lot of ways. You're simply shortchanging yourself of the supernatural supply system of God. Your salary is never your harvest. It is an opportunity for you to have something to give. Have you noticed that it is never enough most times? When you give and honor God, He will always surprise you with financial harvest. It has never been known to fail, and it will never fail. 10. Staying under a spiritual authority will preserve you. There is a preservation in connecting with spiritual authority and staying there. The kingdom of God operates in some definite form of hierarchy in which the grace of those that have gone ahead of you can preserve you. There is something about looking for someone who has done what you're trying to do and staying there. Hence, there is a Joshua under Moses, an Elisha under Elijah, disciples under Jesus, Timothy under Paul, and so on and so forth. May God grant you more understanding in Jesus' name. Confession for the day. I will not fear, God is my rewarder. Prayer for the day. Lord, I pray and declare that I will not miss my reward in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans of welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11, English Standard Version. Action plan for the day. Hebrews 11:6. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.